Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Speaking with us today, Lisa Anderson, Dallas County Public Health Program Manager, here to talk about a disease that we spoke about quite a bit ago, but is still of a concern. Lisa, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
All right, so we're talking about Zika again. And as I mentioned, this has been in the news and was for quite a while, still of a concern. Let's talk about or remind people if they don't know what Zika is.
Zika is a disease caused by a virus that is primarily spread to people through the bite of an infected mosquito. Those mosquitoes don't live in Iowa. It's very unlikely that they ever would. Many people that get the virus never even know they have it. Only like 20% know that they even get sick. They have a fever, rash, joint pain, red eyes, and it's usually a mild disease and resolves completely. The big concern with Zika is that it can cause serious birth defects. That's what you probably heard about in the news before. It can cause microcephaly. Babies can have eye problems and other health problems.
Obviously, nobody wants to get any sort of disease, but it's specifically people who are pregnant or going to be that we're concerned about, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. All right, so if it's not here in Iowa, not with the mosquitoes, which thankfully we don't have in the winter, why is this a concern to people here in Dallas County?
Because people travel. It's a small world now, and people travel all over the world. So many countries do have Zika, especially the warmer climates, which is where people travel in the wintertime.
Sure.
I know I'd like to be there right now.
Right.
Right now, there's two places in the United States that they are really concerned about. And I think people think more international travel associated. And I wanted to mention that there are two places in the United States that the CDC is very concerned about and actually recommend that pregnant women should consider postponing travel, preferably not travel at all to those areas. One of them is Miami-Dade County, and the CDC recommends that pregnant women who lived in, traveled to, or had sex without a condom with someone who lived in or traveled to Miami-Dade County after August 1st, 2016, should be tested for Zika virus. So it doesn't have to necessarily be the woman that traveled, but let's say a spouse had business or was vacationing or visiting family or something in Miami-Dade County,
mm-hmm.
and or Brownsville, Texas, which we're going to talk about in a second. The woman is still at risk.
Sure.
So they recommend using a condom throughout pregnancy or abstaining from sex.
Sure.
So on December 14th, the CDC issued new guidance related to Zika for people living in or traveling to Brownsville, Cameron County, Texas. And again, the CDC issued new testing guidelines for women who had sexual partners that had traveled to or lived in Brownsville, Texas on or after October 29th, 2016. They would also like them to be tested.
And what does that test include? How do you, I guess, find out if perhaps you were exposed to this?
You go to your primary physician, and there are labs in Iowa now that test for Zika.
Okay. Let's talk about if someone, say, they're advised not to go, but they're like, okay, I've booked this vacation, I'm still going. Are there things they can do to protect themselves?
Yes. The big thing is prevention of mosquito bites, obviously. And if you go to the CDC website, it will list a lot of ways that you can protect yourself. There are certain mosquito repellents that are better than other ones. One of the recommended ones, you're not able to use it in Puerto Rico. So it's important that you actually look at that site. There are too many details to go into here.
Sure.
And then the men too, you know, need to follow that. And if they go and you want to become pregnant or might get pregnant,
mm-hmm.
or trying to get pregnant, you got to realize that a condom is going to be necessary.
Sure. So we've talked about Miami, we've talked about Brownsville, but there's also places internationally. If people want to know, I'm going on a cruise to XYZ location, where can they find out more info there?
Again, on the CDC website, it lists all areas where Zika transmissions are occurring. Mm-hmm. And that's the best place to look because it changes not as rapidly as it did at first, but it is in so many areas. One interesting thing is they discovered that those mosquitoes don't live in altitudes above 6,500 feet.
I know before we started recording, Lisa, you had mentioned that it's kind of baffling that people know of these risks and they still do it anyways. Mm-hmm. And I don't think a lot of people know what microcephaly is. Can you kind of tell us what that is and why this is something people should take very seriously?
Well, microcephaly is a birth defect where the baby's head is smaller than expected and they have smaller brains and they might not, usually not, develop properly. A lot of these children will need 24-hour care for the rest of their lives. This is something that is devastating to not only the child but the families. And I think the people that have not seen a child like that with a disease like that, they can't grasp how that's going to affect them.
Sure.
And also, I think we tend to think that it's never going to happen to us. Mm-hmm. Well, it can.
Right. Very good. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so.
Sounds good. We appreciate the information. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County. We'll be back more next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.